from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Dibs, you know this about me. I hate arriving at this place. I'm fighting arriving at this place, but I feel like the train is about to arrive at this station. And the station is called Aiyuk Anger. I this is different. I want to take someone's response away from them right away. Don't call us and be like, how come you weren't this mad about Bosa? He went to the last week. Why aren't you this mad about Trent? We don't even know where the hell he is right now. My answer is, because this one's different. This one is just unequivocally different. Because of the public nature of it, and because of the fact that whether it's fair or not, we, the public, are aware of the fact that whatever it is that Brandon wants, he's been offered it.
In multiple cities, multiple time zones.
Do you want to play here? Do you want to play there?
Right.
Do you want to play over there? You get a lot of money over there. You can have some money here. You can have a little bit less money there. Or you can still have a good amount of money here. And you know what's here. You can be on this team with your quarterback and all of that stuff. So we can do money. We can do geography. We can do NFC. We can do AFC.
Quarterbacks winning.
We can do a team with two quarterbacks.
Exactly.
We can do a team with one quarterback. You can do a team with no quarterback. Do you want to do this backwards, left-handed, standing on one foot? How do you want it? How do you want it?
Yeah.
And the answer still apparently is, I don't. And I just, good Lord, dude. So this isn't even about, it's not about money and Brandon and contract and all the things that have been talked about ad nauseum for the last few weeks. This is about us. This is about you, the fan. 888-957-9570. It feels like Evan was just talking about, like there's going to be a fallout with the Niners. I wonder if we're reaching a point where there's going to be a fallout with the fans. Can Brandon Aiyuk still be your favorite player? Can the 49ers season start in a way that has you excited? Or is this whole thing just ruining it for you?
It might ruin it, and it depends on how Brandon plays. And this is what I shared on our thread, our internal thread. It really comes down to how he starts the year, because if he signs, like you said, in the next hour, 3 o'clock, okay, he's not playing Friday, and then he's got 20 days until the opener. All right, be ready for the opener. Come out and ball. Have a good game. Have big numbers. Be the Brandon Aiyuk that we all remember. But if this thing drags and he comes in and he's out of shape like Debo was, if he starts slow like Nick Bosa did, then you know you come out, maybe you lose to the Jets on Monday night. You lose to the Jets 19-17.
Oh, God.
And, you know, your passing game is muted, and McCaffrey's a little bit slow because he's coming back. And, you know, they double Kittle, and Debo does fine, but you ultimately lose, and your offense looks a little bit out of sync. That's going to fall on Brandon. And if you come out and you lose two of the first three, or maybe you're 2-2 after four, whatever that is, that's going to come on Brandon unless he's out there totally balling out. So I do think that he's setting himself up for a bar that's going to be really, really high, because I do think that fans are going to look at him first and foremost and say, dude, if you were here, this wouldn't be happening.
Look, I don't hold grudges as a fan or a media member. I just like, you know what I mean? We've got teams.
No, but we play the blame game. That's
well,
what
sure.
We do.
Here's what I'm getting at, though. Like, I've got, this is kind of like, go back to the whole Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, Jimmy Garoppolo thing. I'm like, I don't care if the quarterback is big. Is he small? Was he a first rounder? Was he a seventh rounder? Is he white? Is he black? Did he play D1? Did he not? I don't give a crap. Is he good? Like, just play good football and win. I'm a 49er fan, and that will never change with Brandon Ayuk or any other player for that matter. However, and this is actually what bums me out, because I like to like people. I like to not have stuff pop into my head when I think about people. And I think we've reached a spot now where, unfortunately, this summer has defined Brandon Ayuk. This is what we are going to remember for the near term and potentially maybe even for the long term. Because remember, this isn't like any other holdout / hold in. It's not. You know, I'm running around with trade rumors in August on a Super Bowl team. What? This doesn't happen. You can't give me a comp on this. This is not like Trent Williams in Washington. This is not like Hassan Reddick in New York right now. This is totally different. This is a drafted player who's had a wild amount of success, and we've just done a seesaw for the entire summer. And so for me, at least in this moment, it's defining Brandon Ayuk, and the questions that it's bringing up in my head make me wonder how recoverable this is. I start thinking about some of the other players in this town who we saw it start very slowly and calmly. There were only rumors, right? It was like, huh, why did Klay Thompson just call out Jordan Poole that way? Why are people throwing mouthpieces? Why are people walking off the court? Oh God, now one of them punched him. And then they sign a massive contract and only weeks later send him off the roster. It just happened to Klay Thompson. Oh, he looks so angry.
Yep.
Turns out we found out people were mad at each other for a year and a half. This is the second time now that Brandon Ayuk has made the little hairs underneath Kyle's recent cool baseball cap turn gray. Second time in 4 years. So what's going on?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Like, should the Niners even want to sign this guy long term? Because what happens when you give someone who behaves this way a boatload of money?
You never know.
I'd argue it's usually not going to get better.
Well, and look at Draymond Green. You gave him a boatload of money for the second time, and how did he react? Well, he reacted by getting suspended not once, but twice, including one that was over a month, and now he comes back, and you hope that he's going to have a clean bill of health, and he's going to be a good citizen, but you just never know. So everybody reacts differently when you give them that bag, so to speak. And, you know, Nick Bosa got the bag, and he got the big bag that made Parag Marate probably mad in his office because he lost the deal. And maybe that's partly why Brandon Ayuk is struggling to get the deal that he wants. But who knows how these negotiations are going with BA and the Niners. But if he ultimately signs, I do think that Brandon Ayuk is going to have a bar that is set really, really high for him to be able to win over the fans. Because I know a lot of fans are starting to turn, not fully against Brandon Ayuk, but they're starting to think, just get in here. We've got 20 days until the opener. You want your football team. You want everybody in. You want to feel like in your Super Bowl window, and I won't say that it's Super Bowl or bust because I don't want to get into that just yet.
I'll
but
leave.
You do have a, don't try and go Steiny on me. It's Grandy and Dibs. But you're in a spot where your roster is good enough if everybody's here that you should be one of the teams ready to win the whole damn thing for the first time in almost 30 years. So sign the deal, get in here, and get ready for football. But if he doesn't, then fans are going to start to get, like you are, increasingly frustrated by this.
I'm getting upset. Upset because this is just like, this is
stupid.
This is objectively stupid. It really is. This is like, they're, you cannot tell me that at this stage there's a reason big enough to start messing with the season at this level. I want you to listen to some voice inflection, okay, right here on Willard and Dibs. Everybody waited all day because Kyle Shanahan's talking. Kyle Shanahan's going to talk. We're going to ask him about Brandon Ayuk. And then Kyle Shanahan talked, and this is what we got.
No matter if Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams.
Zero updates. Nothing's changed.
Okay. Want to know what I'm focusing on?
Zero.
The Z. The Z. Listen to the Z.
Zero updates.
Not zero update. Listen to the Z.
No matter if Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams.
Zero updates. Nothing's changed.
That's called sarcasm. Thanks, everyone, for coming. We've got a zero update.
That was Cam Inman, too, with a good, hard-hitting question.
Way to go, Cam. I couldn't have thought of that question. Yeah. Way to go,
Whatever.
Cam.
Whatever. Don't hate on Cam. He nailed it.
I love Cam.
And I also love that he, it wasn't
That's
one of these
great question.
Grandstanding, job, like, I'm going to spend 20 seconds to ask you any updates on Trent and Brandon.
Zero.
It reminded me of Dean Wormer from Animal House, 0.00.
That's actually a great. You know, that's a great.
That's how many updates I have. Blutarski, 0.00. And I apologize if you weren't born before 1970. You don't get the bit, or 75. You get it. But anyway.
Even the media. Okay, Adam Schefter.
The media.
Yeah, let's look. Pat McAfee, ESPN.
Here's what we do know. I think he would like to be in San Francisco. We know he wants to be paid.
Okay.
And we know the 49ers want to keep him. So if all that is there.
Come on a wedding day, there have to be
all the elements are there. It shouldn't be that hard to get to the point where you figure out what it's going to take to get it across the finish line, get the guy under contract. Here you see the top paid wide receivers heading into the season, the average annual salary. It's not hard to slot him in here, right? Like, I would think somewhere between Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill, right in that range. 30, 28, 29, whatever that number is, it's going to be right in there, and get the deal done, wherever it is. You know, re-sign in San Francisco or agree to move on. But we're under 3 weeks, and it's time to figure it out because you got to practice, and I don't think you want to step onto the practice field without a new contract.
According to sources, even Adam is frustrated. What are we doing? What are you guys doing? What are you doing?
And that's a great question.
All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.